got the injury report. I'm sure everybody's wanting that first, right. Always. We had four guys on, will be on our injury report. We had two guys that didn't practice today, and that was Asante Samuel and William Moore. William Moore has a hamstring. Asante Samuel has a shoulder. And then Parade Jerry was back today, as we said yesterday that he would be back. He was limited in his participation, as well as Michael Turner. Michael Turner has an elbow that he sustained in the ball game on Thursday night. So those are the four guys. Limited today. Those two guys were limited, and the two guys did not participate.
Yeah, Coach, the last Carolina game, you all had protection issues, and Ryan said it was him. The linemen said they did their part in it.
And the wide receivers were part of it as well. It was a group.
I didn't get to them.
Yeah, it was a group effort in terms of our protection. We gave up way too many hits and way too many sacks on the quarterback. There were times that we needed to get the ball out. There were times we didn't protect well. And there were times that we needed to break off routes. That was one of the probably the biggest takeaways from that game on the offensive side of the ball, besides we had a turnover there in the red zone as well. And, you know, turnovers in the red zone are not good. Our red zone efficiency is something that we've been talking about almost all season long, about getting better in our red zone efficiency.
I guess another theme with those sacks was Charles Johnson. Is he the kind of guy you almost have to scheme for?
Charles Johnson's an outstanding pass rusher. And I think it shows by what they did in terms of re-signing him as a free agent. He's explosive off the football, and you've got to make sure that you don't always put guys on an island, and you've got to design your protections at times to give them assistance, at times to have routes that can get the ball out of the quarterback's hands as well. The other guy's not too bad either. I think he's got 8 sacks. I think Hardy's got 8, and Johnson's got 8.5. So both of those guys have been very productive. We've noticed, and they've done some things differently in their sub package, where they're moving Hardy down inside, and he's rushing over the offensive guard. And they've brought in Alexander, the rookie defensive end from Oklahoma. So it's a little different configuration than what we saw in the game, in game 4 at the beginning of the season.
That game was a turning point, really, you could almost say, for a lot of both teams. I mean, you guys pull one out and kind of made a habit of that, and they kind of went the other way, it seems, since that contest.
I don't know if it was a turning point. I think it was the first time that we really had to show our resiliency at the end of the ball game. We did not we didn't play our best game, obviously, and we haven't even talked about what they were able to do on the offensive side. They ran the ball effectively. The quarterback had a long run early in the ball game, which got their yardage, and there was probably one other explosive run in the ball game that did not give us the type of day we wanted to have, and that's kind of been a theme for us throughout the season, is giving up those explosive runs. And you can't do that, because this team can create explosives, not only in the run game, but the pass game as well. And I think the pass game gets set up by the run game off of their play action.
Well, is there anything, reason you makeup of your team has allowed you to win so many of these close games? I know you say I don't worry about style points, and that's kind of driven home as well, but what has allowed this team to be so resilient?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the makeup of the guys and the mentality that you have to have. When you're playing games that are going to be 8 points or less 50% of the time, you better have a mindset that most games are going to be one-score games. We work on that situationally all through training camp, put the guys in different situations. And I think they're very aware of how we want to attack it. I think they're very aware of the situations of timeouts, how many scores we need. For the most part, they've done a really good job.
What makes him such a difficult guy to defend when he's running the ball?
Well, Cam, well, gosh, he's big.
350 pounds.
He's 6'5", 6'5 and a half, 245 pound, and runs very well on the clock. He's hard to bring down. I think he's a guy that can run both inside and outside, as he did as you know as a rookie in terms of the record in terms of scoring scoring touchdowns. They can run them on quarterback isolations. They can run them on the read option. They can run them on quarterback sweeps, and then that doesn't even count the times he takes off and scrambles when he drops back to pass. He's a guy that you've got to account for in the run game, as I've said. Playing that type of offense, you have to commit one guy more to the run because most times quarterbacks distribute the ball to the running backs. In this offense, they run it.
And has he played better passing-wise over the last four games? His numbers look pretty good.
They look real good. In fact, I think over the last five games, I think 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So he's taking care of the football. I really like their receivers. I think Steve Smith's one of the best receivers that's ever played. He's, in my mind, the most competitive guy. He is a competitor, not only in the pass game, but the run game. And Brandon LaFleur, if he plays, if he plays in the game, and we don't know right now, he did not finish the game last week. He's having a good year.
And Olsen too.
Olsen's a guy that's a big integral part of their attack. He kind of mans the inside, you know, the inside routes that you know those pass catching tight ends do now in the offenses that we see in the passing game.